Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's NOOM.com to sign up for your trial today.
What is happening? Welcome to the Plus Pitch Podcast, your morning pitching podcast from pitchless.com. My name is Nick Pollock. Today is July 13th, and yes, we are going to talk about baseball because we are one day away from games happening again. We can actually talk about fantasy baseball kind of real time again, and I'm excited to do that with you today. So what we're going to do is we're going to go over tomorrow's games and then look at roster resources problems grid to take an idea of Saturday and Sunday and just go over the weekend with you just quickly. It's likely going to change a little bit, but could give you some good guys to snatch before other guys do off of the wire. So let's jump straight into that for today. For tomorrow. I've already ranked this on the website, so definitely go check that out. But it's Shohei Ohtani, Tyler Glasnow, George Kirby, Pablo Lopez, Sandy Alcantara, Corbin Burns, Justin Verlander, Jordan Urias, Brian Bello, and Charlie Morton, all in that auto start tier. It got really kind of difficult after Pablo Lopez because you have Alcantara against the Orioles in Camden, which is better than the situation for Corbin Burns in Cincinnati. Justin Verlander against the Dodgers and Jordan Urias against the Mets. I kind of felt that Sandy was a little bit safer than the others, and the other ones aren't really that. I don't know how to put it. Aren't really that kind of ace at the moment. Corbin Burns needs to get this cutter down, and Verlander is getting the strikeouts, and Urias probably needs another start or two to be fully unleashed by the Dodgers. Also, at the bottom of that tier, you have Brian Bello against the Cubs, because you're going to start him there, and same with Charlie Morton against the White Sox. Yu Darvish against the Phillies is something that I imagine a lot of you are very contentious about. You kind of want to wait and see with Darvish, and I get that completely. He hasn't really been the man of consistency. That said, I do think that in the second half, we're going to see a much better Darvish as he will continue to experiment and tinker with what he does to become a much better pitcher. Jack Flaherty against the Nationals is very clear, I think. Yeah, you're going to do that one. It's not super exciting, but and you're going to be a little nervous about it, but you should be doing it. Chris Bassett and Kyle Hendricks follow. Bassett gets the Diamondbacks, which might be a little bit tough, but I think if you have Bassett, you just start him. And same with Kyle Hendricks against the Red Sox, as his sinker and changeup are really good, and don't really look at that Yankee start and say that he's bad now. No, he was really good for a while. It just didn't work out in the end. Questionable start here. It's tough because Carlos Rodon is here. It's in Coors, and it's a second start back, as he probably will be limited still just a little bit, which means, fine, let's just sit him for this one and then fully unleash him after that. You have Eduardo Rodriguez against the Mariners, which could be a very good outing, but Erod didn't have his command in the previous game, so if he gets it back, he can do well, but if he doesn't, the Mariners can still pack a punch and hurt him here. John Gray against the Guardians, with Gray's fastball not being very good, but hopefully does link or kind of lock back in the second half. You have JP France against the Angels, which is not so bad because Mike Trout isn't there, so that is kind of a decent Toby start. You have Dean Kramer, who might want to be higher up by other people's standards because he goes against the Marlins. Yeah, I'm okay with that. Dean Kramer has a good four-seamer that's getting a lot of whiffs, and the cutter command can be great, but there isn't so much after that, and it gives me a little bit of pause. But this is fine. This is a fine start. Mackenzie Gore against the Cardinals could go well. Cardinals, you never know what you're going to get, and you really don't know what you're going to get from Mackenzie Gore and his fastball and the locations of his secondary pitches and so on, so he's in the questionable start tier. As a cherry bomb, you have Christopher Sanchez as a stream pick of the day against the Padres. I don't know what to make out of the Padres, so this could be decent. I'm not going to go chasing it. I probably would just rather let Christopher Sanchez do his own thing and then see how the start goes and take it from there. He's my reluctant streaming pick of the day. And right after that is Paul Blackburn against the Twins. It's okay. Paul Blackburn does have the opportunity to do well, but he's not very consistent with it, and the Twins aren't that scary, but nah, I don't really want to do it. In the do not starts here, it's Rich Hill against the Giants. He hasn't really come through in many of the good matchups he's had lately. Ross Stripling, I don't even know if he's going to go five innings as he goes against the Pirates, and he doesn't have his old changeup. Graham Ashcraft gets Milwaukee, but it's in Cincy, and also Graham Ashcraft's cutter command is horrendous, And the first start, he came back from the IL. He had the best slider we've seen in ages, and it was gone the second one. So, yeah, we're not going to buy into that. Tommy Henry gets the Jays, so obviously not. Savali, the Rangers. Kopech, the Atlanta. And Alec Marsh against the Rays. So we're not doing any of those. And then, of course, Austin Gomber against the Yankees. But, all right, so what we're going to do is I'm now going to go to Fangraph's roster resource, and I'm going to go through Saturday and Sunday starters and just kind of loosely say who I would be putting in what tiers and all that kind of stuff, very loosely, and it's likely going to change a bit, but I'm sure it does help in some degrees. I'm sure some of these will be right, and it can get you a step up on your league mates. So we're going to do that after this break. Are you ready to step up to the plate and show off your fantasy baseball skills? Check out Underdog's Fantasy 7th Inning Stretch Tournament from now through July 14th, where you can build your dream team and compete against your friends for the $150,000 in total prizes. So what are you waiting for? Visit the link in the episode description and use promo code PITCHERLIST to receive 100% deposit match up to $100. Join us in the 7th Inning Stretch Tournament and experience the thrill of fantasy baseball like never before on Underdog. Good luck, and may the best team win. Must be 18 or older, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, 21 and older in Massachusetts and Arizona, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. In New York, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY. And in Tennessee, call 1-800-889-9789.
So on Saturday, Cal Gibson against Miami is a questionable. James Paxton against the Cubs is an auto. Clark Schmidt and Coors is a do not start. I'll keep it with Saturday. Eflin against the Royals is an auto start. Barrios against the Diamondbacks, that is a probable start. Lance Lynn against Atlanta, oh my gosh. I feel like it's just a do not start, but it's going to be a questionable one because Lance Lynn's been weird, but you don't want to do that. It's too scary. Gavin Williams is a do not start against the Rangers. Maybe the end of questionable. I don't know. I don't want to do it. Michael Lorenzen against the Mariners is a questionable start as a Toby. Jordan Lyles against the Rays is a do not start. Joe Ryan against the Athletics is an auto start, of course. And Framber Valdez against the Angels, auto start. Reed Detmers against Houston. Maybe top of questionable, bottom of probable. I know he just got roughed up by the Dodgers, but I feel like if he does his thing, then he should be all right. Maybe bottom of probable. I don't know. J.P. Sears is in the top of questionable against the Twins. Logan Gilbert is an auto against the Tigers. I could even say J.P. Sears is maybe a probable at the bottom of it. No top of questionable. I don't really want to chase it. I know he just did well against the Red Sox. It's fine. Martin Perez against the Guardians, maybe bottom of questionable. He's a Toby, and the Guardians aren't too scary. You have Strider against the White Sox. Obviously, that's going to be SP number one. Braxton Garrett at Baltimore is going to be improbable. You have Kodai Senga against the Dodgers, top of questionable. Taiwan Walker and Ranger Suarez in a doubleheader against the Padres. Walker is a questionable, and Suarez is a do not start because he is not in the place yet. Probably, it could be one starter, so then we get back into it, but he's not in there in the groove that we want him to be right now. Patrick Corbin against the Cardinals, it's Patrick Corbin, do not start. Drew Smiley against the Red Sox, do not start. Andrew Abbott against the Brewers is, I think, an auto or a... It's an auto or top of probable. It's the bottom of auto. He'll get his revenge. It's the third time Abbott's facing the Brewers, I believe, which is wild. Freddy Peralta is an auto, even though it's at Cincy. Yoan Oviedo against the Giants, bottom of questionable. Jordan Montgomery, if he is healthy and starting, that's great. Then he'd be improbable against the Nationals. Zach Davies is a do not start against the Toronto Blue Jays. You have Chase Anderson, absolutely not in Coors against the Yankees. Do not start. Tony Gonsolin at the Mets is in questionable. Blake Snell and Ryan Weathers. Obviously, Ryan Weathers is a do not. And you have Blake Snell at Philly as a auto start, both in the doubleheader for the Padres against the Phillies. And you have Alex Cobb as a probable start against Pittsburgh. I really like the new slider and hope that sticks around. Kyle Bradish on Sunday against the Marlins is in a questionable start tier at the top of it, I'd say. You have Cutter Crawford against the Cubs. Oh, bottom of questionable. Maybe that works out. I hope he throws lots of sliders. Garrett Cole at Coors, I think he still is an auto start. That's just how it is. Taj Bradley at the Royals is an auto start. That's just as good as you could ever hope for with Taj Bradley, really. Kevin Gausman, of course, is an auto start against the Diamondbacks. Dylan Cease at Atlanta is questionable start. It's Atlanta. Do not overextend here. Tanner Bibee at Texas is the bottom of questionable. Same idea. Reese Olsen at the Mariners is top of questionable. I really like that outing. If he does get that start, I think that can be really, really good. Very, very cool one there. You have Brady Singer against the Rays as a do not start. Sonny Gray at Oakland is an auto start. Christian Javier at the Angels is a questionable, just because he's in such a bad position or situation right now that I just don't know what to make of him. And I understand if you don't want to do it. I'm going to say top of questionable. There's even part of me that's like still probable start. Ah, yeah, he's in such a bad place right now. He's getting more cut action on that four-seamer, and it's annoying. Tyler Anderson against Houston is a do not start. Hogan Harris against the Twins, bottom of questionable. Obviously, Luis Castillo is an auto start against the Tigers. Nathan Eovaldi is an auto start against the Guardians. Nah, I'd say probable start. I'm still so worried about that velocity. But I guess if you have him, you're just going to start him until he actually does poorly. So fine, auto start. Colby Allard against the White Sox. No, do not do it. Do not chase that ridiculous strikeout game he had. Do not start. Jesus Lazardo at Baltimore is an auto start. Max Scherzer against the Dodgers is an auto start. Zach Wheeler against the Padres, auto start. Josiah Gray at St. Louis is a do not start. Marcus Stroman against Boston is a probable start. I think actually if you have Stroman, you start him. So I guess end of auto start. Ben Lively against the Brewers is a do not start. He does not have a slider. Adrian Hauser at Cincinnati, do not start. Osvaldo Baido against the Giants. I know I like Oviedo more than Baido, so Baido is probably a do not start. Miles Mikolas against the Nationals at the end of questionable start. You have Zach Gallen at Toronto as a auto start. I don't care if it's Toronto, it's Zach Gallen. Connor Siebold in cores against Yankees, do not start. Bobby Miller against the Mets is a probable start. You have Seth Lugo against the Phillies as a probable start, and you have Alex Wood at Pittsburgh as a questionable start. Maybe that does work. He just did work out against the Rocky Road, so maybe at the end of questionable start there. All right, that is it. A quick one today. Enjoy the weekend. We'll have more solidified expected matchups tomorrow, but that is it. So my name is Nick Pollock, and may your BABIPs be low and your strikeouts high.